Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
All right, what have I got for you? This is the Mirror newspaper. Irish bar which hosted Taylor Swift. Have you heard of this Taylor Swift? She's doing a couple of intimate gigs in Dublin in the next few days.
Oh, she's sort of like singer-songwriter, is it?
Yeah, you know these kids, loads of them at the moment. You know this, it's like country music, all of a sudden it's hot, it's contemporary now.
Is it?
And this kid, she does a sort of a, it's like a fusion right. of country music and pop music.
Oh, pop country.
Yeah, she's very, very good. I'd say she'd be one to watch.
For 2025, probably.
Taylor's, definitely for next year. She's on the one to watch list. Irish bar which hosted Taylor Swift on Dublin trip 13 years ago would, quote, love to have her back. Yeah, they would. General manager of the Church Bar on Jervis Street. The Church. Oh, this is the one at the end of Mary Street, Jervis Street, down the very end. So Henry Street, Mary Street, Jervis Street, that junction down the very end there. There's a converted church. Very historical. There is an old organ in it.
300 years old, I believe, yeah.
They plan to unveil a plaque marking the exact table where Taylor Swift was seated when she visited 13 years ago. How old was Taylor? Hang on, let me call my church guy.
Right.
The church guy.
A man of the cloth, is it?
A man of the cloth.
It's ringing.
Who's this I'm ringing? Darren, is it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Dearly beloved. Darren.
Hey, how are things?
Hello, Darren. It's Ray Foley calling. One of your flock. Calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How are you?
You're in the church. You spend all day in the church, in fairness. You must be very spiritual.
I do, for my sins, yeah.
you're repenting.
I must have done something in a past life.
I know you've got you've got a sunny outdoor area there in the church. I guess in the sunshine, it's a bit more buzzy, a bit of bustle, yeah?
Oh, yeah. The sun is shining today, so there's plenty of points and cocktails going out here all day today.
Lovely. It is one of the... There's not many spots you see in Dublin City where you on a sunny day, and everyone has the same thing on a sunny day. It's like, oh, where's a good spot? With the sun out now, quick, come on. We need to think of somewhere quick.
We'll have something Absolutely. Spritzy and cold.
Yeah, something refreshing. Sit out in the sunshine, get a bit of a sunburn for the next hour and a half. So it's busy there at the moment, Darren. But were you on site when Taylor Swift visited, what was it, 13 years ago?
Yeah, so I'm here since 2010, and she popped in for dinner in March 2011.
Right, okay. So yeah, and obviously, I imagine you were at the time a massive Swiftie. So you identified her immediately, did you?
Oh, you fan, yeah. we got a kind of call that day to asking kind of for a private area for a very important guest. So six blacked out vans pulled up then, and Taylor Swift then we obviously we seen who it was, and her entourage, so kind of backup singers and dancers and. And that's the thing, we're all with her also as well. So about 20
Jesus,
people.
That's a big gang of them, yeah. Was she putting on something? Was it sort of like a function or a get-together that she was putting on for them? That's why they called ahead and booked the area, was it?
I think she was just bringing the team out for dinner. And we have, they were staying close enough, boy. We have Irish music and dancing on, and it's kind of we're a bit of a must-see if you come to Dublin City Centre. So they obviously had heard that, or someone had advised them, and they popped in, and look, they were really, really nice people, really nice to the staff. They enjoyed. They were up kind of watching over the balcony, the music and dancing, that kind of thing as well.
Yeah.
I think they enjoyed themselves anyway. They seemed to have a good time.
That's cool. What was she? So she was fairly big then at the time. Where was she playing? She wasn't obviously. It wasn't Aviva levels, was it?
No, I think she had a concert at the time. It would have been. I think it would have been called the. I think it was down the L2 or the 3 arena.
Okay,
I think
at the time. Pretty big then. Yeah.
I mean. At this stage, she's an absolute superstar. She's kind of at new heights, but she was always a star, and she was fairly big back then. But obviously now she's at this superstardom level. I think
she's like she's worth a billion now. A billion.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And then she has a very dedicated, loyal following as well. Swifties as well.
She does. Don't say anything. Actually, do you know what? A good idea with this plaque idea. You get the Swifties in. Although none of them are old enough to drink. They'll be having 7-Ups and My Waddies. Drinking black currants between them.
Oh, welcome, George. Look, I think, in fairness, I think she spans all age groups.
Yeah.
And I know some people have gone to the concerts so far, and just the show was supposed to be absolutely amazing. So yeah, no, look, it's great. And look, it'd be great if she popped back into us. I'm not sure if she has time on her itinerary.
But you give her a different table, so then you could put up two plaques then for the next time she's here. That'd be a good show.
Listen, man. I'd say she'd want to go back to where she was, you know.
Exactly, yeah. And you know, she got the lovely welcome, and she has fond memories of it. Just looking at the photographs of, my God, she was a kid. She's changed so much. I suppose it's been a long time, but she was just a baby at the time.
I think she was only 21, I think, back then. I think 21, 22, yeah.
Right. And did they eat? Did they have dinner?
They had dinner, yeah.
Right, okay.
Dinner and some drinks. So, yeah, no, it went really well, and... Yeah, look, we've had a few kind of big celebrities, because we had Bill Clinton in before that as well, and lots of other stars over the years as well.
Go on then, who else have you had?
So we had Cillian Murphy in, lovely. He was in actually, and I gave his mother a guided tour of the church. We had Tim Roth in also as well.
Yeah.
Then we had Brendan Gleeson in. We had his son Donald Gleeson in only recently actually. And we've had a couple of the others from, we had the whole cast of Love Hate at the time in. I've lots of pictures with those guys.
Cool.
A few footballers, David May in. We had Chloe Moritz in also as well. So, yeah, we get our fair share of celebrities.
You're a good like I said, it's a good destination. And it's kind of, it's that good mix of entertainment and sort of historical, in the sense of the tourists coming in, they want to have a look at the organ, the old church, all of those features are still there. Listen, man, thanks so much. Fingers crossed you'll call in over the next few days. Darren Moore, general manager of the Church Bar in Dublin, down at the end of Mary Street there, at Jervis Street. Thanks so much for taking the call and good luck this week. Enjoy the rest of the sunshine.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers,
thanks,
brother. All the best.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.